Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by my good buddy Don Goldberg. And I want to give you folks a little bit of news before we get into the nutrition topics and take some phone calls. First, on June 20th, Friday evening at 7 o'clock, our own Don Goldberg will be giving a lecture at the New York Open Center. The topic is nutritional supplement, separating fact from fiction. I'm sure you'll find it very interesting. And the Open Center is in Manhattan, and they're charging a small fee, $18 for members, $20 for non-members. And I guarantee that if you are interested in supplements, you will learn a lot. For more information, go to our website, wilner.com, and check the link under News and Events. Or you can call the New York Open Center directly at 212-219-2527, extension 2. That's 212-219-2527, extension 2. Their website is www.opencenter.org. And the number, once again, 212-219-2527. Okay, that's Friday evening, June 20th. The next day, on Saturday, June 21st, WOR is holding their health fair. I'm sure you've heard them advertising it. It's all over their website. We will be there, and at our booth, we will have experts on nutrigenomics from Solgar, who will explain this new revolutionary technique of using genetic testing to determine your optimal nutritional supplement needs. Very interesting stuff, and it's a great opportunity to talk to the experts. Again, this will be at the Wilner Chemist booth, and if you stop by the booth, you can enter a drawing for a free nutrigenomic GeneLink test kit, $125 value. For more information, there's a link on our website once again, www.wilner.com, under News and Events, or you can go to the WOR website at www.wor710.com.
And speaking of genetic testing and how it can be used to identify your vulnerabilities and optimize your supplement regimen, make sure you tune into our radio show on June the 15th, when we will have Dr. Sherry Lieberman as our guest. You won't want to miss this program. This may be one of the most important developments, this genetic testing program, in a long time. Why, for example, does one patient not respond to a certain supplement when all the other patients do? Dr. Lieberman thinks this is the answer. So mark your calendar to make sure you listen June the 15th. Also, on June the 1st, we will have a guest from Metagenics talking about the detoxification. And on the 6th of June, we will have Dr. Duffy Mackay from Nordic Naturals. If you remember, Dr. Mackay was the one who told us about the studies revealing that omega-3 oils and bleeding is not the problem we have all been led to think it is. So don't miss any of these shows. If you do, of course, you can go to our website and download the MP3 files.
Okay, Don, one correction, that the date for Duffy Mackay is June 8th, not June 6th.
Ah, thank you. Okay. I was just checking to see if you were paying attention.
By the way,
do we want to talk about my bear story or put that off until later?
That's all right. I was wondering, black bears in Randolph, New Jersey?
That's called a tease, you know. It was such a beautiful morning that I took my wife. We went out and took a little walk, and we have some nice little hiking trails out here in Randolph. They're connected to Morris County, something called Patriot's Path. And so we're walking down this nice hiking trail. It's in the woods. We actually go on to one end. We're on our way back. We're at like one intersection where the trail forks off back toward town and continues toward where we were going to go. And Helen, my wife, also says, "Hey, what is that?" And I look up, and there's this a gigantic black bear. A leisurely walking toward us on the trail. So I'm standing there looking and thinking, well, gee, you know, should I kind of stare him down or wait to see where he's going to go? And I turn behind me, and Helen's already halfway down the other path, and she says, "Come on!" You know. Anyway, that was my. So I decided that the prudence was the better part of valor, and followed her in the other direction away from the bear.
So he didn't decide to go after you.
He probably would have, would have decided to turn and run away if we had stayed there. But
for those of you who
might take the chance,
who aren't bear experts, the black bears are the nice bears. It's the brown bears which are the tough ones. So you don't want to stare down a brown bear. A black bear is different.
I see. Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
All you gotta do is look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Noah has all these things tucked away for all these little occasions.
Bare necessities are Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life.
I love it. Okay, those of you who have been on the phones, thank you for staying there and listening to all this stuff. And let's say hello to Tony from Brooklyn.
Hi, Ani and Don. I got a question on L-carnitine.
Yeah.
By Gerald, 500 milligrams of fumarate. I take it 3 times a day. Is this a good one?
Yeah. Carnitine can always use a drop of help getting absorbed, and the fumarate makes it a little more absorbable. So by all means, the carnitine fumarate is a good carnitine to take. There's different forms of carnitine for different purposes, but this is the one that will help to get the fat into the mitochondria of the cell very, very well.
And if I want to go a step higher, which one should I take?
Well, once again, Dr. Connolly pointed out that...
I didn't hear him.
Oh, if you're looking for its cardiovascular benefits, then you want to go to that GPLC carnitine.
GPLC?
GPLC.
Okay.
Okay, that there's a receptor on the muscle cells, and the heart is, of course, your most important muscle.
Uh-huh.
To get the help get the carnitine into the cell.
But does the fumarate get in there too?
Well, once again, it does, but this does it a little better.
Okay, and Gerald has that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks. You too, Tony.
Bye-bye now.
All right, 1-800-321-0710. That's our phone number here in the studio. So for those of you that are not lolling around on the beach somewhere, give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. And next we have Steve calling from Queens.
Yeah, good afternoon. My question is about B12. I've been a vegetarian for several years and then recently had my blood checked, and I was told that I'm low on B12. I was wondering if I bought these tablets, but it was suggested by this doctor an injection every month. I'd like to avoid that. Are these tablets any good?
Well, I'm not sure which tablets you're talking about, but, you know, they probably are. Although, once again, I'm not sure how bad your B12 deficit has become. So it just might be a good idea to take a couple of injections just to get yourself loaded up, and then by all means, once you're at a normal level, then you can maintain it with the B12 tablets.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because I thought maybe I would take it, for a few weeks, then have my blood checked first. But
you're welcome to do that, too,
right?
By all means.
I can't seem to find it in food. I was looking at, you know, fortified...
No, because B12 is very, very prevalent in animal products. And being a vegetarian, see, that's the major deficiency of a vegetarian diet is B12. The best place to get B12 really is liver. You know, not many people eat liver, but it is prevalent in red meat and other types of animal products. So, you know, you know, obviously a vegetarian doesn't do that. So you need, and this is for all you vegetarians out there, make sure you supplement with B12.
And you see, there the reason that you've been told about the injections, Steve, is that there are certain conditions that make it difficult to absorb B12 from the stomach. Your stomach requires a special factor called intrinsic factor and so forth. So historically, it's always been, and that's why they came out with these B12 lozenges, which, you know, may or may not really offer any advantage. So historically, it's always been thought that getting absorption from B12 through oral avenues was difficult. However, over the past couple of years, studies have shown that if you take a high enough dose of oral B12, you will get the amount that you need. So really, the new approach is that what you want to be doing is taking the very high dosage of the oral B12, whether it's lozenges or tablets or whatever. It doesn't really matter because you end up swallowing it and that's where it gets absorbed. But Arnie is right. To get yourself started, it probably wouldn't hurt to get a couple of the shots just to kind of make sure that you get, you know, those levels up there quickly. But on an ongoing basis, you probably will be able to avoid the shots if you take a good high dose. What, the 5,000 micrograms?
Yeah, 5,000 is 5,000.
Yeah, take it a couple times a day at least, maybe even more, but that should do it.
I bought the 1,000 MCG, and it says once a day, but if to take two of them?
You'll want to take even more than that, probably. See, again...
won't hurt you to take one?
No, no. Oh. How could it hurt you? We're telling you that it's so hard to be absorbed that, don't worry about it hurting you. Worry about, am I going to be getting enough of it? Okay? That's where you want to be focusing your concern.
I thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. And guess what? Time for a short break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. And here's some good news. All American Health and Home Health products now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 35% off list price. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
We shall return shortly.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Ever wonder how some people have smoother, firmer skin that never gives away their age? It's in the berries, in Goji Berry Anti-Aging Skincare Formulas from Home Health. These beauty formulas represent a breakthrough in age-defying skincare, delivering the powerful antioxidant protection of the goji berry. Developed to rejuvenate prematurely aging skin, goji berry facial cream, eye cream, and hand and body lotion are scientifically formulated with vitamins, certified organic botanicals, and health-promoting skincare ingredients like hyaluronic acid, retinol, and vitamin K. Together with the exotic goji berry, contrary, these nutrients reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles while hydrating, nourishing, and protecting your skin. No parabens, no fragrances, and no animal products. Goji berry formulas from Home Health are non-greasy and absorb quickly. Give your skin the age-defying advantage of Home Health Goji berry anti-aging skin care formulas. Newly available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Hi, this is Arnie Gatomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always are running special sales. Here are some current examples. American Health and Home Health, 35% off list. Natrol, Nature's Way, Natrin, Herbitint, and many other lines at 30% off list. Check out the full listing at our website, www.wilner.com. And you can pick up our latest reference catalog. It's free. If you're not on our mailing list, well, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy also at our website, www.wilner.com.
And, of course, you have one more option, and that is to come and visit us live and in person at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals, will start taking your calls again in just a moment.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men in the United States. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to reduce our risk. One thing we can do is supplement with CoQ10, a lipid-soluble vitamin-like nutrient present in nearly all human tissues and involved in cellular energy production and cardiovascular health. But not just any CoQ10. The new, more bioactive form of CoQ10 from Blue Bonnet is what you want. Blue Bonnet's cellular active CoQ10 ubiquinol soft gels provide the new active antioxidant form of CoQ10 ubiquinol rather than the more common form of CoQ10 ubiquinone, which must be converted to the active antioxidant form in the body. Ubiquinol has been shown to be significantly more effective in saturating blood plasma levels than ubiquinone. Blue Bonnet currently offers ubiquinol in 50 and 100 milligram soft gels. So when it really matters, go for the best. Go for Blue Bonnet's cellular active ubiquinol CoQ10 soft gels. Blue Bonnet products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Don Goldberg, and you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. And we're here to answer your questions about vitamin supplements. And let's say hello to Ralph calling from Manhattan.
Arnie, Don, good afternoon. I'm wondering about, I just heard it mentioned in the promo, the Ubiquinol CoQ10. I'll start with that first. I'm wondering what's a good dose of that, and does it make, can you take a lower dose being as you're taking the Ubiquinol as opposed to the other type? Is 60 milligrams, for example, enough per day?
Okay, if you're talking about Ubiquinol.
Right.
Okay, yeah, I would say that would be a good dose of Ubiquinol to take. You could take 50. I personally take 100.
Okay.
You know, I'm a little older.
It sort of depends, Ralph. Are you just taking it as just part of a preventive regimen along with your other vitamins, or do you have actual heart disease or some other a chronic fatigue or some condition that requires it?
Well, I'll tell you this: the last couple of years, it's kind of a fatigue syndrome that I have. Pretty much, I'm not feeling quite as well. I mean, I'm a big exerciser. I'm
okay.
very.
Right, but you understand the reason I'm asking
right,
is because that plays a role. You know, supplements like this don't have the exact dosages that you are used to in medication. So, to answer your question properly, it depends on your overall health. It depends on why you're taking it and so forth. I think Arnie's recommendation. Is correct, although again, if you are experiencing fatigue or tiredness, I would go higher then, because now you
Absolutely.
See you're using it for a therapeutic purpose rather
right.
than yeah. So
how high would you go?
Well, you know, Arnie said he takes 100. I take 100 twice a day. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'll take 100 of the Ubiquinol in the evening, and then in the morning I'll take 100 of the regular, you know, high absorption CoQ10. That's
okay.
sort of my compromise. But again, that's, you know, you have to look at your budget. You have to, you know, you
sure.
Okay.
And also, let me get to fish oil. Now, I'm taking two doses. I think it's 1,000 milligrams of the EPA each time. Is that sufficient?
That may or may not be, once again, you should take probably at least three of those
okay.
would be a good idea.
You said 1,000 milligrams of EPA or 1,000 milligrams of fish oil?
Of the fish oil, the one.
Okay, I just want to make sure, Arnie, that the listeners didn't make the mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you see, the important thing when you start talking about something like fish oil is to talk about the active ingredient, because that's the only way you can compare apples and apples and really be talking about dosages, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What you really want to be looking at, because, you know, you see, 1,000 milligrams of a quote-unquote fish oil supplement can contain a wide range of EPA and DHA depending on just how concentrated the product will be. So
yeah, I think it's about 600 EPA, DHA, I think, contained in 1,000 milligrams.
No, that's not. That would be quite unusual.
Yeah,
that
would be a pretty
strong.
Would
it be really? I might be high on that.
No,
but I might be off.
The basic, you know, Don's right. The basic EPA DHA was always 180 milligrams of EPA, 120 milligrams of DHA in that 1,000 milligram capsule. And what they did is they've started concentrating it because they found that it's better to have more EPA and DHA, and people didn't want to be taking 10 capsules. So you can get, for example, Nordic Naturals has an ultimate, what they call ultimate omega-3, where
mm-hmm.
I think it is higher. I think they have about 600 you know, maybe total of the EPA and DHA in one capsule, as opposed to, you know, the 300 that was the basic one.
Yeah, I think I have a pretty high-quality fish oil. I know that's important. Also, you touched on L-carnitine before. I also take that, and I know it's a very important supplement, but I'm not sure if I'm – you mentioned a specific type that actually goes into the brain. I'm taking it mostly for brain function and for antioxidant purposes, and I know that there's a certain type that's better than another.
If you're talking about the brain one, that would be acetyl L-carnitine.
Okay, would that be sufficient as far as getting the antioxidant benefit also?
Sure.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Thank you for your time, guys.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Ralph. Well, guess what? It's time for another short break. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Sally Bird. Are you aging too fast? Did you know that at 30 years old, your body starts reducing its collagen production, and by the time you're 50, you've already lost 30%? This impacts the way you age. I have with me today my good friend Dr. Vanessa, a dedicated research scientist, to tell you what you can do.
I'm Dr. Vanessa. I have been conducting clinical case studies for the past 15 years on a wide variety of diseases and advanced disorders. My advanced anti-aging 3 collagen formula may help repair and renew cells for firmer, younger looking skin with reduced fine lines and wrinkles at any age. It also helps to promote restful sleep, healthy joints, bone density, weight loss, and body shaping with improved immune function.
Redefine your aging process with Anti-Aging 3 Collagen. Start today. See the difference.
And now let's go to Bill Gordon for the traffic.
And finally, some good news coming off the LIE. Eastbound traffic finally starting to ease at the Grand Central Parkway. An accident there has been cleared from the left lane. Still residual delays and then more slow traffic into the Nassau County line. Meanwhile, Jackie Robinson Parkway eastbound at Union Turnpike. Watch out for a crash in the left lane and another accident being cleared from the left lane at Metropolitan Avenue. Now in the Bronx, both directions of the City Island Bridge have been closed because of a structure fire on City Island. Temporarily, no traffic in or out of City Island. In Farmington, Route 4 ramp eastbound at I-84 has been shut down because of an investigation of an accident, and the New York State Thruway northbound at Exit 16, heavy traffic exiting. This report brought to you by IKEA. Hurry in now to the IKEA Summer Sale. Save 20 to 60% off select items throughout the store. Visit IKEA or IKEA-USA.com for more information. And I'm Bill Gordon on News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Why do some people who rarely exercise have better bone density than others who exercise all the time? And why can some people eat lots of fast food and never pay the consequences, while others have to adhere to the strictest of diets to maintain their health? The answer may be in your genes. None of us were born with perfect genes. The problem is, how do you know which ones are functioning optimally and which ones are not? And if you did know, what could you do about it? Well, a new program from Solgar may be the answer. Called Nutrigenomics, a simple test is now available to help you identify where your genetic weaknesses lie. But that's not all. Solgar has developed a series of dietary supplements that are specific to whatever weaknesses the test may reveal. This revolutionary new program and product line is now available from Solgar, and we urge you to give it a try. Take some of the guesswork out of your nutritional supplement regimen. Call Wilner Chemists, 800-633-1106 for more information, or log on to www.wilner.com. Our specially trained pharmacists and nutritionists are always on hand to assist you. That's 1-800-633-1106. Listen to your genes. Nutrigenomics from Solgar.
And speaking of genetic testing and how it can be used to identify your vulnerabilities and optimize your supplement regimen, make sure to tune into our show on June 15th when we will have Dr. Shari Lieberman as our guest. You'll not want to miss this program. It may be one of the most important developments in a long time. Why, for example, does one patient not respond to a certain supplement when everyone else does? She thinks she has the answer. So mark your calendar, June 15th.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a natural vitamin C just as Mother Nature intended? Well, Nature's Way has it. New, alive, organic vitamin C. This unique whole food complex comes from four of nature's richest fruit sources, acerola, goji, amla, and kiwi. New Alive Vitamin C is stomach gentle and easily absorbed. And best of all, Alive Organic Vitamin C has no synthesizing, no culturing, and no added ascorbic acid. just pure, potent, 100% organic vitamin C. Alive is available in two convenient dosage forms. Vegetarian capsules providing 500 milligrams vitamin C per four caps, and a soluble powder ready to be added to water, juice, or your favorite beverage. So pick up the vitamin C endorsed by Mother Nature. Alive, organic vitamin C from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries all of the Alive supplements from Nature's Way, discount priced, of course.
And some great news, the entire Nature's Way line, including the Alive products, now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 30% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie, and Don is going to expand a bit on that fish oil question we had.
Thanks, Arnie. I think it's an interesting question relating to the dosage part, and also I see we have some other people who want to talk about omega-3 oil, so maybe it'll answer some of their questions too. But you know, the first part of the question was dosage, and then we got to fish oil. Now I pointed out already that, you know, dosage of course depends on why you're taking a supplement, so, and that applies to the fish oil as well. Are you taking it for a health problem, or are you just taking it just kind of for general good health? But sometimes there can be some additional factors that make giving a specific dose a very difficult thing. In the case of fish oil, a good case in point, because here you not only have the purpose, you have the diet. And the way that fish oil acts is that it competes with other fatty acids in your diet. So you also need to look at what your diet is like, and if you're ingesting a large amount of the bad fatty acids, things that are in meat and dairy products. If you are, the dose for you for fish oil or EPA DHA is going to be higher than another person who has a low intake of dairy and animal fat products. So that's why, you know, I know that you folks would love to be told this is the dose, you know, 15.629 milligrams of something. It just doesn't work that way when you're talking about supplements because of all of these factors that come into play.
Okay, good point. And next we have Joyce from Great Neck, Long Island.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. I hope you can help me out. My 39-year-old daughter has Crohn's disease. And I know that she should be in the care of an integrative practitioner rather than mainstream medicine. But be that as it may, in spite of all my efforts, she is in the care of mainstream medicine. And they have now put her on, for the past 2 years, 6-MP, an immune suppressant medication known in the long form as 6-mercaptopurinthol. That is just supposed to keep her immune system quiet so she doesn't hear the Crohn's symptoms.
Okay.
And she's been quite happy, free of symptoms. So she thinks everything is fine, but I think the disease is still festering. My question today is, I'd like her to detoxify herself from this heavy-duty drug, because now she also takes a second drug, Benicar, low dose, because her blood pressure has been a little bit elevated, 145 over 95 on occasion, 150 over 90.
So what's your question?
So the question is, I want to detoxify her from the two drugs. I have a product in my hand here that has alpha-lipoic acid in it, sulforaphane, philanthosamaris, ellagic acid, and NAC. Now, is there any reason why any of those components should not be mixed with the medications I described?
First of all, it's 6-mercaptopurine, and it isn't only used. It's an immune suppressant. It's also, believe it or not, used for leukemia and serious cancer problems as well. Okay, I don't know that I would start with your daughter. She's you know, Crohn's disease is progressively bad. You know, it doesn't tend to get better, especially when it's treated medically, perhaps alternatively, and that's not where she's going. You know, people with Crohn's, you know, need to have pieces of their intestine cut out periodically.
I know.
Okay, so if she's doing well with this and she's happy, leave her alone.
Right, but as far as detoxifying, though, because the liver has...
How do you know she's toxic?
Well, I know that every 3 months, just like with statin drugs, they check her liver function because of that, right, because of this drug. So
if you want to do anything with her this way, or she wants to do it, then she needs to be working with someone who's knowledgeable, not only with this type of medication, but also alternative medicine. And, you know, we have Dr. Podell on here. You know, he's off this week, but he's the type of guy that she should be going to, you know, where she'll be able to, you know, because he talks to these oncologists and hematologists. And he also is aware of the alternative things that should be done. So that's the type of guy that you should take your daughter to.
Right
after us, Dr. Vanini is on. You know.
I know. But do you have, though, in your inventory any kind of lightweight detoxification product?
I think what Arnie and I are trying to tell you, Joyce, is that we don't really feel. We know that your heart's in the right place here, okay? But what we're telling you is that it may not be necessary or appropriate for you to try to do any type of detox on her under these conditions. Okay, that's
you.
I think the bottom line.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for calling, Joyce. And next we have Connie from Whiting, New Jersey.
Good afternoon. I'm calling you because I have low triglycerides, like 41, and then it's been recently 51. But my doctor, who is an MD who practices alternative and complementary medicine, he took me off it a couple of years ago, off omega-3. Because he said that it was dangerous for me to take because of the low triglycerides. But recently, when I went to my internist, he put me on an omega-3, and I told him about what the doctor said was dangerous about it, and he said, even if it was minus 41, it wouldn't be dangerous for you to take. It doesn't make any difference. I want to know what's the story there, the real story.
Interesting question. Okay, the reason, first of all, I'm wondering why your traditional MD suggested omega-3.
Well, what he was giving me a combination product that had other things in it that he thought would be good. I don't know so I said, well, it was calcium things because I have osteoporosis. And so he was giving me a combination affair with omega-3 in it. So when he said omega-3, I told him about what the other doctor said. And so then, I said to him, I am already taking an osteoporosis product, which he knew. I had told him about it, that had all different kinds of things like boron, but it was specific. It's a good product, and specifically for osteoporosis. And he said, go off that. Don't take that at the same time. Take what I'm telling you to take. So, you know, I'm like a little confused about the whole thing.
Well, it's very easy to get confused when you're seeing two different physicians and one is saying A and another one is saying B. Okay.
Well, you know, we're confused, too. It's hard for us. You know, this is the kind of question that's difficult for us because we don't know all of the ins and outs of your individual and particular specific health conditions here. You know, you said you have low triglycerides. Is quote unquote low triglycerides for you a health problem? Are you told that you have a blood profile, lipid profile that is in some way dangerous, or are your triglycerides just a little bit low, which for some people would be a nice thing?
Well, he said there's nothing. My alternative doctor said there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, I think Arnie and I, not knowing what else might be going on, I don't really see any reason why you couldn't be taking some fish oil. I don't know that unless you had some reason for taking a high dose of it, that'd be a different story. But taking a moderate dose of fish oil, just the fact that your triglycerides are low, as far as I know, is not a contraindication, Arnie. Am I missing something?
Or no, the thing he was the alternative physician was thinking of is the fact that people take high doses of fish oil to lower triglycerides.
Yeah.
So
But no.
You know,
now, that's not the only reason for taking fish oil, obviously.
No. Connie, when you talk about triglycerides, you usually don't just talk about triglycerides. You talk about triglycerides, you talk about cholesterol, you talk about HDL, you talk about LDL.
Right. Well, the others, you know, I had the LDL was a little high, and the HDL was good, and the total was a little high, but nothing.
What's a little high?
Well, it might be like 200 on the HDL, and it was the LDL was, I think, 108.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You have a wonderful profile. You have a wonderful profile. You can take a little fish oil and,
a wonderful profile, and your personality is not bad either.
Well, he thought the... He just was concerned about the triglycerides. Nothing.
No. You could. Yeah. Your triglycerides. Normal triglycerides are like 0 to 150.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So look at your blood test, and you'll see the normal limits.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do that.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Connie. Oh well. All right. Guess what? Let's take another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
We shall return after these messages.
Hey, Barbara, so what's the matter?
Martha, I am sick. My sinuses are infected. Could be a cold, the flu, allergies, I don't know. I feel awful.
Barbara, have you heard? Seagate has this wonderful, all-natural, homeopathic olive leaf nasal spray. It works on everything. It'll clear you right up.
Do I need a prescription?
Nope. It's all natural, but boy, is it strong. It is laboratory-tested, doctor-recommended, and none of the side effects of prescription drugs. In fact, the only side effect is getting better.
Martha, can I use it as a preventative?
Of course. Take it everywhere, especially on planes. You should see some of the germs I've sat next to.
I bet it costs a lot of money.
Wrong again. It's under $10, and there are hundreds of sprays in a bottle. Seagate Olive Leaf Nasal Spray is even safe for kids.
To receive copies of their independent lab results, call 1-888-505-4283. Seagate's Olive Leaf Nasal Spray can be found at Wilner Chemists and other fine stores.
Hi, I'm Marielle Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Research shows that all of us suffer from some degree of heavy metal and carcinogen toxicity. How do we rid our bodies of these toxic metals? Some try IV or oral chelation, but this is expensive and often comes with its own side effects. Good news. 18 months of research at Metagenics has resulted in a breakthrough heavy metal chelation product called Metallo Clear. This new product boosts your body's ability to remove heavy metals by increasing levels of metallothionine, a natural detoxifier. It's safe and effective. MetalloClear even chelates cadmium, a toxin not removed by other types of chelation. MetalloClear contains turmeric, polyphenol-rich hops, andrographis, and zinc, and it works best when combined with other Metagenics detox products, such as UltraClear Plus pH. You no longer have to put up with accumulated heavy metal toxins. Easy, effective detoxification is now available from Metagenics. Metallo Clear, along with Ultra Clear Plus pH from Metagenics, available from the health professionals at Wilner Chemists.
And be sure to tune in next week, June 1st, when we will discuss this with experts from Metagenics.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilmer Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer once again, joined by Don Goldberg. And we're answering your questions here on the Wilner Window. And next caller is Jim from Bridgeport, New Jersey. Bridgeport, Connecticut, excuse me.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question regarding the green tea versus the nettle. And I'm getting a little confused about it, that the green tea, I guess, increases the SBGH, that sex-binding globulin hormone, yet the nettle... that green tea reduces that, yet the nettle increases it, and it seems like they work in opposite ways.
I'm not familiar with that aspect at all.
You know, instead of telling us what the is your question about the biochemistry, or is your question about the usages and the purposes?
Well, I was looking for the usages as it pertains to, an enlarged prostate. I see that green tea helps that.
Green tea is not the major player in prostate enlargement problems. Saw palmetto might be, pygium might be, nettle root, lycopene, selenium. Green tea is used there mostly for its antioxidant benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So nettle root is the main player there of those two.
So it'd be better to take the nettle root versus the green tea.
If you're talking
it'd be better to take both.
You know, if you're talking about prostate, if you've heard something that green tea is doing something you don't want it to do, then,
I guess from what I understand, it reduces the free testosterone, but the nettle root increases the free testosterone. And then you get into all that DHT stuff, which is totally confusing.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if they really know. You know, I'm looking at health notes right now. Nettle root affects hormones and proteins that carry... I'm reading it off to the side. Okay, nettle root affects hormones and proteins that carry sex hormones such as testosterone and estrogen in the human body. This may explain why it helps a benign prostatic hyperplasia. And that's the extent of what they say. I'm not sure if the knowledge is quite as detailed as you would like it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Green tea, if I recall, has indeed also been used or been shown to be either protective against or a treatment for. I don't remember offhand which, for prostate problems as well. And the green tea, there's probably more, between you and I, there's probably more research in general on the antioxidant, anti-cancer, anti-inflammation properties of green tea at this stage than there is nettles.
Hmm.
So I don't know that... you should let the lack of detailed knowledge of the mechanism of action dissuade you from using either one of those two.
Using both, you think would be okay?
Yeah, look at the studies, and if it shows that they seem to be... Because, again, this is, you know, we mentioned a lot, there are certain supplements that have all kinds of good actions for you. They do numerous good things, all right? So... If the potential for good greatly outweighs whatever downside there might be, the odds are you're going to benefit from taking it. Green tea seems to be one of those nutrients that study after study after study, for the most part, shows that it does good things. Powerful antioxidant, does all kinds of good things. So, you know, and it's cheap, it's easy, you can get it in all kinds of forms, capsules, you can get it in little liquid that you put a dropper full into your martini in the evening, whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
Take it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for
How's that.
How's that
for a technical response?
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. And next we have Ann from Hicksville, Long Island.
Yes. I have been taking nutrients for over 50 years, and I have taken for a long time a calcium-magnesium product with vitamin D and boron. And I have changed over now because the product I was taking, which was a Shift product, only had calcium carbonate.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard so much about that, that is not that good. So I've switched to calcium magnesium product, which has two different kinds of calcium. And I take my vitamin D3 separately. Now, this product does not have the boron, but it has zinc. My multiple has 3 milligrams of boron.
Mm-hmm.
Do you suggest that I replace that?
No, you're getting, as long as you're getting the boron, it doesn't need to be right in the calcium formula.
I see. I'll add it, since it isn't in the new form that I have.
No, you said it's in your multi.
It's in my multi.
That's fine. You don't need any more. Three milligrams is a good dose.
And I'd like to ask you one more question.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking through an herb book that I've had for a long time, and there was an herb that I had never heard of before, and the name of it is jujube dates. Have you ever heard of that? I thought of the jujube candies we used to have when I was...
Yeah. I've heard of it. I don't know that it has any, it's a major significant contributor to our...
Okay. I had never seen it advertised with herbs before, and I wondered what it was.
One thing I would like to ask you, Ann, what is the dosage of the new calcium magnesium that you're now taking? How many a day do you take?
It's 1,200. Oh, and the other question I wanted...
Wait a minute. So 1,200 per what? Per two?
For the calcium, for two.
For two of those?
Yes.
Okay. To get that much calcium in two tablets, you're still probably getting a lot of carbonate in there, so it's important that you take that with meals.
That's what I wanted to ask you, too. I have heard that it's best to take calcium before bedtime because...
No. Know what? I was going to even do a little show on that because there's increasing... the evidence. You know, we've been telling people this for a long time, but now there are studies coming out that have demonstrated and verified that you will get a much more benefit from your mineral supplements if you take them at least twice a day, two different times a day, not all at one time.
Okay.
Taking your minerals all at one time, whether in the evening or when the moon is full or whatever, is not the way to do it. Divide up your supplements into at least a twice a day dosage. You will get much more benefit from taking it.
Well,
that is across the board. And again, be careful, however, because in your case, do it with meal, because the product that you're taking now is not as different as you might think it is from the old product you were taking.
You see,
the advantage of the other types of calcium, like the calcium citrates, for example, is that those you can take at different times of the day without meals, without hydrochloric acid in your stomach. The carbonate works, but it only works if you have enough hydrochloric acid in your stomach to dissolve it properly. That's the reason that the carbonate can be a problem for some people. The advantage of the carbonate, of course, is that you can get a lot of calcium in only a small number of tablets. So it's a trade-off. And if you're telling me that you have a calcium magnesium that's only two a day, and there are products like that, it still has to be primarily carbonate. I'm sure if you look at the ingredients, you'll see the first ingredient is either calcium carbonate or oyster shell or something like that.
It's carbonate and citrate.
But it's mostly carbonate, okay?
You know what is frustrating? Because I take so many different...
like I say, you can, if you're trying to avoid taking too many products, that would be the one to take. But again, just make sure that you take it with meals, assuming that you have proper digestive function, because during a meal your stomach should have enough hydrochloric acid present to properly handle that calcium carbonate. If you suffer from poor digestion or low hydrochloric acid, then you don't have a choice. Then you would have to go to a different form of calcium like the citrate. Okay.
Well, what is very frustrating is that all the different supplements I take, say, take with meals. And
that's good.
How many I'd have to eat practically all day.
No, but if you take – a good thing to do, perhaps, is to take your supplements three times a day with meals.
Okay.
So you eat three times.
Combine them.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Most of the time you can do that. There's just
I see. You think you can't take the supplements together with each other?
No, I wasn't sure I was doing
that.
Oh, no.
Thing. Yeah. Like Arnie is saying, just take them, take a handful of supplements and take them with meal. That's all. You can take them all together. That's how they occur in food.
82 and on no medications.
Good for you, Ann. Good for you.
How much vitamin A is okay? See, because a lot of the things
there's
that
two
I take,
types. There's two types of vitamin A. It's really one, but people get confused. There's preformed vitamin A, where you might want to take just 5,000 to 10,000 units, perhaps, up somewhere in that area. Then there's the beta carotene, which you can take much more, which your body turns into vitamin A. But that's also another subject. Okay, Ann, thanks so much for that call. And Connie is on the phone, wants to know if dental implants are dangerous. No, they're not dangerous. Okay, we've come to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed it. And we will be back again next Sunday at 2 o'clock. We will have a special guest from Metagenics talking about detoxification. Don and I'd like to wish you all a safe Memorial Day weekend and have a good week. See you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement.